I'm happy to welcome back to the studio one of my favorite guests. Turn her microphone on.
Turn that microphone on.
There you go.
You say that to all the comics.
No, I don't.
One of my favorites.
The lovely and talented Mary Ellen Hooper.
Well, I hope you don't say that to all of them.
I said it to Jake Johansson just a few weeks ago. Lovely and talented Jake
Johansson. It's so good to be here.
It's
you
great
look
to see
snappy.
You. Thank you. Thank you very much. You look
Your
wonderful.
Your new digs here?
Yeah, we're in the Studio C now, and more room and fancier and chairs that don't stand up.
So and you
a whole other story.
I'm sinking, and you can look at the fish across the way.
That's right. Yeah.
Sushi.
Yes.
Have you eaten?
I'm not a raw fish kind of guy.
See, you know, I thought that too. I mean, every time you pass a fresh fish counter and get a whiff, I mean, you're not thinking, ooh, serve it up.
No, that's right.
But, you know, sushi doesn't smell.
It
not
doesn't?
No, I don't know how they do it. They must spray it with Febreze. I don't know how they do it, Paul.
But it still tastes like raw fish.
It doesn't. I don't know how they do that.
Wait,
either.
Wait a second. You're a vegetarian.
I am.
I've known you for years. You've been coming on my show, and we've talked in the past about how you are a vegetarian.
I am.
Definition of vegetarian, no meat, no fish, no chicken, nothing that lived.
I don't feel sorry for the fish. They're not cuddly. I'm a huge hypocrite.
As opposed to a cow.
They're cuddly.
A big cuddly cow.
Come on. No, you know what?
They eat teddy bears. They're cuddly.
There's any kind of value in it. Being on the road is just impossible. I can't, you know, they put me in a hotel in the middle of nowhere surrounded by a McDonald's, Burger King. Where am I getting a tofu burger?
Well, that's true.
Where am I getting anything?
Yeah.
You know? So every once in a while I eat.
You couldn't just have salad?
Do you know what kind of salad you people have here in the Midwest?
What do you mean people?
Iceberg lettuce.
Oh, Miss California.
Come on, iceberg lettuce. You know what's in that? Water. It's hard water. That's what, there's no nutritional value whatsoever.
Wait, I'll go in the back and grit some leaves off the lawn.
That's what I need. I was in one place. They actually had a vegetarian restaurant above the club. I was in heaven. It was great. And I would go up and do a wheatgrass juice shot. Which tastes like grass from your lawn. It's really gross and awful, but it's very good for you.
Would there be any alcohol in that?
Nothing. No.
Nothing?
It's supposed to be good for
Shots
you.
Shots of wheatgrass juice.
It now, smells see, just like your dad mowed the lawn, and here you go.
Well, I've had some experience with this because I did my radio show for a week from Moscow in the late 80s, I think 1989.
Wow.
And we were there for a whole week, and we stayed in. It was still the Soviet Union then, and we stayed in the official commie restaurant hotel complex there.
Wow.
And when you went to your meal, on the table, there were bottles of soda, warm, of course, because they don't have ice in that country.
Why
but they
would
didn't
they?
Then. And these bottles are just sitting out there for anybody to drink, and it's wheat soda. You can't get Pepsi. You can't do a Dew. You can't get root beer. It's wheat soda. And it was exactly as you're describing it. It's like, okay,
it's
we've just
nasty.
Mowed the lawn. Let's squeeze that into a glass.
Yes, and add a little fizz. No, but there's no fizz. But, you know, you just do it down. It's a lot better than, you know, chemotherapy is what I'm thinking. So you do the wheatgrass. Everybody's good.
Now, you mentioned chemotherapy. Can we talk about the thing?
The thing? I had a thing. Well, it wasn't cancerous. Yeah, I had. Well, here's the long of it. Okay.
And you've never talked about this anywhere
Ever.
Publicly before.
No, I only talked to you, Paul.
You just told me moments ago before we went on the air.
Well,
do you want to talk about this or not?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I think I should. So people will not smoke in the front row.
Okay. Mary Ellen had a brain tumor.
A brain tumor? Doesn't it sound like you're on a soap opera?
Well, it does.
Oh, the brain tumor episode. Oh, really?
And then your evil twin is coming in next week.
I know. And I would tell people, and I couldn't help but laugh because... It's not. It sounds so weird coming out of your mouth. You never think that you're going to say, hey, I have brain tumor.
Yeah.
And everybody, of course, whatever I say, they expect a punchline from it. And I'm like, no, for real.
So this guy walks into a bar and says, I have a brain tumor. Yeah,
Yeah, exactly. But what, it was a pituitary tumor. And they're very rare, apparently. Well, apparently a lot of women have them, but they're so small they don't do anything.
Huh.
But it's very rare that they get so large.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, lots of fun stuff. Hair falls out from
wow.
it. Yeah,
and you have such beautiful red hair.
Thank you. It was all beautiful on the floor.
Really?
It was terrible.
Was that from the tumor or from the chemo?
Well, I didn't have any chemotherapy
nope.
because, see, the thing with them is they're benign. But what they do is they just grow so large, they press on your optic nerve and make you blind.
Oh, that's pleasant.
Yeah. So either that or they grow into your sinus cavity, which was mine was doing. But anyway, you got to get it taken out. It causes infertility, which is how I found out.
Mm.
So,
and it's technically still a newlywed who's attempting to at some point in the future do that sort of thing. Yeah.
So we, but you know what? I kept my sense of humor about things. You know, my husband would kiss me at night. I go, not tonight, honey. I have a brain tumor. You know, you get out of a lot of things when you have a brain tumor.
Yeah. Hey, are you going to do the dishes? Brain tumor.
Hello. Just, at some point, I was just pointing at my head. You know, just, okay. He cut his foot. He was out working on the house, of course.
Yeah.
I came in with, he goes, I cut my foot. I just point to my head. He goes, what was I thinking? He goes back out and just works. So that it was good for that.
You had the trump card. That I think brain tumor or, you know, just say the word cancer. Those two are the trump cards. What happened?
That's my phone.
Your phone's going off.
It's because I'm talking about my husband.
It's probably him.
I thought I put it on vibrate.
That's all right. Now go ahead, answer it. Not like we're doing a live radio show here or anything.
I can't find it.
Yesterday, we had a guy calling the show who was at a Wendy's drive-thru and was ordering food while we were doing the show. It's all right. It's not important or anything.
Isn't that a pretty phone, though? It's my brother. Hang on. Hey, dude, I'm on the radio. I gotta go.
I'll call you back next time I'm on vibrate.
All right. Yeah. I'm on vibrate now. I'm so sorry, Paul.
Yeah. But you are the only person I know who has Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
That's my brother.
That's his particular
well,
ring?
Yeah, he has a certain ring.
What kind of man gets Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star as his
well,
own ring?
Well, I gave it to him because he just has, you know, my nieces are 2.5, so that reminds me of them.
Well, you know, you could tell him it's not Twinkle, Twinkle, it's Ba Ba Black Sheep.
It's the same thing.
Or ABC. The ABC alphabet song.
I figured
all the,
that out,
all
too.
The same tune.
That's why they learn them so fast.
I didn't know that until I became a parent.
You probably
didn't know that until your brother had kids.
I figured it out.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
All right, now back to the brain tumor.
To the brain tumor. Enough of that fun stuff. Well, so the doctors, you know, you go have an MRI and is what happened. Well, they check my pituitary levels through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So I go have the MRI. They say, yes, it's a huge tumor.
How fun was that MRI thing? I've had that done and it was not a fun experience.
Oh, no. It's very loud and you have to be so still.
Yeah.
And you know, and then they poke you full of dye. So they're giving you a shot and you can't move.
Right.
And she couldn't find my vein. So she's digging. And what you want to do is flinch like nothing and you can't move.
And
so
then later you're thinking, how come this doesn't itch? And that makes it itch. And now you want to scratch the itch.
Yeah, then you're like, I hope my nose doesn't itch. Why did I think that?
No, you got to, it's horrible.
Well, the bad thing about is when you're sick is I can't stand the looks of sympathy. Like when people look at you with that look. But if I would tell my comedian friends, they would handle it like I like to be handled. Like, do you know Adam Ferrara?
Yes.
My pal, Adam. So I told him, he's from New York, you know, very Italian. And he's like, Hoopa, you got a tumor? I told you, bundle up before you go out. You got a tumor? Look what you did. Are you sitting on the toilet seats? I told you. Now you got a tumor. So that made me feel a lot better. You know, I make jokes about things. So.
And that's what you want. Only your really close friends will try to make you feel worse about whatever's going on in your life.
I know. My neighbor was crying. I'm like, I can't be around this.
Yeah.
So I go. So after the first MRI and they figure out what it is, they say, okay, in 6 weeks, we're going to do another MRI more intense on that site and see what's going on. And we're going to schedule your surgery. And this is the neurologist speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I have 6 weeks, so I'm going to do some holistic things. And he just kind of chuckled and rolled his eyes and went, yeah, you do what you want.
The holistic thing from the vegetarian who eats fish.
Right.
Okay.
Shut up.
This will work.
So I go
and you get some more wheatgrass soda?
I did. I did all this holistic thing. This guy in LA. And so I go back for my other MRI and the doctor calls. He's like, we don't understand this, but it's gone. It's never happened before. It can't happen. And I said, well, I told you I was going to do the holistic things. I go, do you want to know what I did? And he goes, no.
He doesn't want to know?
No, because that's not making him any money. He's not getting to cut me open. He's very upset.
I have patients in the other room who want the scalpel.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear your story.
They had to usher me out the back door, so I didn't spread the news.
This would be bad for business.
You have no tumor? So they were very upset. And he actually even said, well, maybe you never had one. I said, okay, a team of 12 doctors, an MRI, symptoms, blood tests, but I never had one. And he said, well, maybe you still have it. It's just so small we didn't see it. A 2-hour MRI of my brain, you missed it.
Yeah.
So what do I have? He goes, I don't know. So, yeah, yay, I'm tumorless.
Congratulations.
I know, and all I had to do was eat wheatgrass too. Well, it's a little more, but
is it possible that when he told you you had the tumor, you were just being punked? Was it Dr. Kutcher?
Kutcher ran out, and I was like, you, show, why I oughta.
Well, I'm glad you're healthy, and I'm glad you're back here.
I'm back.
And you got to get something for, and you don't know what it's going to be. You must have people like that. Everybody does.
Everybody.
Yeah, you know, what do you want for Christmas this year? I don't know. And then you don't know what to get them. You go into Blodgett Lighthouse, and you'll have like 200 ideas. And I'm not just talking, ooh, fluorescent light bulbs. Ooh, a Tiffany lamp. Not that sort of stuff. See, Hank collects all sorts of nautical items and prints and lighthouses and clocks and boats in the bottle. And
who doesn't need lights?
I'm talking beyond that. If you didn't want to say, here's a fine GE product, you could say, look, toy soldiers. He's got all these collectible toy soldiers.
That light up?
I don't know if they light up, but he could make them light up. You see, that's what these guys are amazing about. You bring them anything that can turn it into a light. Anything. My mom came back. If that tumor hadn't dissipated, if they had cut it out and you had it in a formaldehyde bottle, they could make it light up for you.
Wow, that would be awesome.
That's how good they are.
That's a conversation piece.
Yes. You can bring it with you on stage when you're talking about this.
I love this guy. I haven't even met him.
Will this be part of your act, by the way? Will you talk about the tumor on stage?
Maybe. Is it funny?
Well, I think you can make it. You can make anything
That's
funny.
Our job, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think maybe if you don't have the actual tumor, maybe some sort of fake faux light up tumor, Hank could make that for you.
I'm going to see Hank.
His pros at the Blodgett Lighthouse can not only make anything you want, they also install everything that they sell. With over 50 years of lighting experience, they're in West County, right next to Sunshine Drapery, near Page and Lindbergh. Call them at 432-0086 for directions and store hours. It's Blodgett Lighthouse.
You know, that's invaluable, because any woman who's had her husband try to install anything, and I think I told you a story about my husband teaching me how to rewire the outlets.
Yeah.
Any price man wants, you pay him, and he will come do it,
well,
and
you don't
get electrocuted.
That's exactly the kind of guy I am. I can't do that. I actually, years and years ago, was putting in a new light in our dining room in our first apartment together, and my wife saw sparks coming out of the ceiling and said, get that down! Get down from there right now!
Stop touching!
Call the guy! And we had to call the guy. Well, now Hank is the guy, and he has other guys there who know how to do this without actually causing scorch marks above the dining room table.
Thank you. I got electrocuted. I was the one who got electrocuted, because he was teaching me how. I'm like, who's going to teach you? You're teaching me? I'm like, yeah, hang on. I got to dial 9-1 just to get a head start. God, I should just make the call. They should have a hold button just for that situation. Hello, 911? No, not yet. Just listen. Something's going to happen. We're going towards the outlets.
He's getting the soldering iron out. It'll be any minute now. Oh. Stand by with an ambulance and the fire department.
It's horrible. Yeah. And then he tells me, okay, here's the plan. You know, that means I'm going to the hospital. He says, you stay here and look up at the light. That's how he does it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have to look at the light because he's going out to the box. You know,
uh-huh.
I'm not allowed to touch the box.
The box, right.
Because I would label it. And if I did that, that would just ruin our fun little game of, is it off yet? And that's followed up by the ever-popular Let's Reset All the Clocks and VCRs game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been through this.
This is what? And I go, honey, let's just call a guy. And he'll go, I'm a guy.
No, you don't want a guy.
No.
You don't want
guy.
A guy. You need
the guy.
Call the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's got 12 projects. He bangs on them, you know, beats them, and then he'll go, oh, that's broke. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, no, it was broke. Now it's broker. Not sure. I think it's the broke-est. And then you finally call the guy, and he looks at it and says, oh, you're going to need a whole new house.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Why didn't you just label the box?
It's even got the little lines there right for you to label it.
Here's my question. How come the guy knows which circuit breaker or which wire or which fuse is connected to everything? He doesn't have to do the is it off yet thing.
I don't.
How come the guy doesn't know that? Do they teach that at electrician school?
I'm thinking he's got the little code.
Or maybe once you're in the union, you know that sort of thing.
Here's your list.
What's the address there? Hooper. Yeah, I got it right here. All right. Yeah, it's the third one to the left, you moron.
Wow. Would that be so worth every money you have?
Absolutely. Yeah. By the way, Mary Ellen Hooper married on TV long before Trista and Ryan were doing
long
their deal.
Long before, yes. A wedding story on TLC.
Yes.
Oh, is that an estrogen fest or what?
Well, you know, every time you talk about it, you get really, really excited. And I, like all other guys, go,
Here she goes.
I contend no heterosexual man watched Trista and Ryan's wedding last night.
Unless he was forced to.
Well, yes.
Unless the Fab Five had something to do with it.
Yeah. There may be many houses in America with only one TV. And the woman said, we are watching this. And then the guy had no choice to do that or read. And so he ended up watching the TV.
Reading? No.
Whatever was on TV he was going to watch.
Yeah, because if he ever wants to watch a Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I got to ask you something before we run out of time here. We had a little situation here, and you're the perfect person to ask about this. The lovely Sarah is producing the show today.
Hi, lovely Sarah!
Answering the phones, and we have another guy who also helps produce the show by the name of Matt.
Okay.
And they were both in the office this morning, and Sarah comes in, and I'm sitting there at my desk reading the newspaper, and Matt's over at his desk reading the newspaper, and Sarah walks in, and she's bright and beautiful, and Matt looks up at her and says, wow, you look older today. Was it old or older? Old. Yeah. Wow, you look old today.
Way.
Now how old are you? 26?
No, where?
22. She's 22 years old.
Where do we send the flowers to this guy? Because I know she stabbed him
well,
in the neck.
You see, I'm a veteran. I've been married 20 years, so I jumped right in, didn't I, Sarah? I jumped right in and I said, don't say that to a woman. Never say you look old.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
I said, what did you mean? He said, she just looks nice, and this outfit that she's wearing makes her look, I don't know, what's the word? Well, distinguished is good. I said, how about this for a word? You tell me if this was a good one. Sophisticated.
That's a good word.
Is that a good one?
Look, that will get you laid. What he said gets him stabbed. That's the big difference. Oh, my gosh. See, it's like we fish, but we don't fish for fish. We fish for compliments.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what a woman says, and she didn't even say anything. So
no,
that
she
was
just walked in looking
not
nice.
Not necessary.
Right.
But if a woman says, God, my hair looks like crap, she would know to say, no, it looks great. I try this with my husband. Honey, I feel so fat today. And he goes, well, put down the ice cream, pig.
No, you don't want to say that.
All right. You don't know how to play.
Now, here's the other part of that. Matt later said he was going to go see some other women. And he said, would it be okay if I said to them, wow, you look really young today? And I said, no, you don't say that either.
Ben,
because
you're saying you normally look old.
Exactly. See, I understand after 20 years of marriage, this is the woman's mind hears, you think I look young today? That means yesterday you thought I was an old biddy.
Thank you. Oh, look at you evolving. Look, you're standing upright and everything, Paul.
Thank you very
look
much.
Look at you.
Thanks for coming in. It's always great to see you.
Oh, you're so sweet for having me.
Mary Ellen Hooper, now tumor-free for your comedy pleasure.
I'm so much funnier tumor-free.